Ah, New Year's resolutions, they're good, aren't they? As Lorraine said, especially those ones that we work on together with God. Is there something that may be a little bit of a takeaway for you? Actually, is there something that God wants you to be working on with Him by His Spirit this year that brings a change? Might be to do with a regular reading habit or growing in your prayer life, or it could be all sorts of things. But as Lorraine said, they're not easy to keep, and sometimes you need a plan to do it, and you need forgiveness for yourself when you need to start again and go for it again. But New Year resolutions, the kind of two things go together. But maybe there's something more than just resolutions that we need at New Year. Maybe it's a fresh revelation to carry with us, a fresh revelation of who God is, for example. That's our goal for this time, to take away a fresh revelation. What do I mean by fresh revelation? I remember a moment in our family. One of our favorite puddings is something called banoffee pie. All right? Yeah, anybody here like banoffee pie, know what it is? If you don't know what it is, you can ask a person next to you. But it's basically like bashed up digestive biscuits in buttery, and that's a hard base. And then you have caramel smooth all over the top, lots of it. And then you cut up a banana, and then you cover it with cream and sprinkle some chocolate on top and all that kind of stuff. Banoffee pie. Well, one day after eating this for years and years and years, one member of our family who can remain nameless suddenly had this amazing revelation that they banoffee pie, they said, it's got bananas and toffee. Banoffee pie. And it was like a whole new revelation of something that we'd lived with. Oh, no, it wasn't Lorraine. Let's stop there. We won't go through the whole family. But yeah, wouldn't it be great to take away from here a fresh revelation of God and who He is? And if we think about those verses that we've read so far, I'm going to pick up on three qualities of God. And we'll pray that God just opens our hearts and minds to them. His love is a never-ending love. It's a never-ending love. It's described here as steadfast, never ceasing. Now, we need seven volunteers. A grown-up can come with one who, if you're coming up, you want to help, but you can't yet read, okay? But we've got seven envelopes, and each of these envelopes, we would like you to just come up and stand with the envelope here. So just come on up now. That's it. Where's one coming up? Perfect. Thank you. We need two. There's a second coming up. There's a third. Great. Yeah, maybe come around this side. Avoid these candles. Lovely. We need another four, please. Yeah, so that's number four. Number five's coming up. That's what we like to see. Yes. Number six. Yeah, that's great. Well done, Maddie. Let's go across. Yes, yeah. Is this number six? Great. And number seven. Come on, number six, right up to the front. That's great. We're good. We're good to go. If we've got a seven, if we need, if you go to that end, that's great. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is give you each an envelope. All right. So, can you just hold it that way so people can see? I'm going to move this to the side for a second. Okay. Do you know what yours says on it?
Monday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Okay, we got the picture here, haven't we? Here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, each one contains a message from God, from God's word, and they're verses. They're based on verses throughout the whole of the Bible, okay? And what we're going to do is ask you to open your envelope and then read out what's inside, all right? So you might need somebody. And it's a message from God about His love. His never-ending love. So, yeah, just rip it open, that's fine. Okay. You all right to have a look at it? Are you okay to read it? Yeah, go for it then.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3.
That's great. Jeremiah 31:3. That's good. That was Monday. Let's go to Tuesday.
The Father lavishes his love on you, his child. 1 John 3:1.
That's brilliant. 1 John 3:1. That's Tuesday. What about Wednesday? What's God got to say to us on Wednesday?
Know and really rely on my love today. Verse 1 John 4:16.
Okay, 1 John 4:16. That's great. Wednesday. Let's see what God has to say on Thursday.
Nothing in all creation can separate you from my love that is found in Jesus. Romans 8:39.
Great. Oh, where have we got to? Friday. Thank God it's Friday. What's God got to say to us?
Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken. Isaiah 54:10.
Wow. Thank you. Where have we got to? Saturday.
I am compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
Psalm 86:15. That was great. Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Sunday.
I've shown you my love by sending my one and only son, that you might live through him. 1 John 4:9.
Thank you very, very much. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right throughout the whole of Scripture. It continues. God's love is steadfast, certain, full, strong, and true. God's perfect love is constant, whatever the day. And the Bible tells us when everything in this life subsides and disappears, what will remain? Faith, hope, and love. And what is the greatest of those? Love. The love of God. Now that's something to chew over, isn't it? Does God love you? Yes, he does. Will God be loving you tomorrow? Monday, Tuesday, yes, he does. His love is never ceasing. It never ceases, even when it feels like it. Thank you. Give him all a clap. That's great. You can have a sit down. Thank you very much indeed. Another revelation out of these verses is that God's mercies are daily, daily mercies. Now, I just want you to think for a moment, what sort of things do you do every day? Are there some actions or rituals that you need to do every single day, okay? Now, I'll just give you 30 seconds to talk to the person next to you. See if you can think up a few, all right? Some actions or ritual that you do every day. I can think of one, so you must be able to think of one. If I can think of one. Yeah. How many more can you get in? 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Okay. That's it. You've had your 30 seconds. Call out your best ones just nice and loud. There's one over there. Eating food. I thought of that one. Yeah. That's great. I agree, Samuel. Anything else? Waking up. Cleaning teeth. That was the first one I thought of. Every day. Clean your teeth. Anything else? Shaving. Not everybody here is involved with that yet. So enough said. getting dressed. Praise God that we all did this morning. Okay. You know, so many things that we do each day, every day. And this passage reminds us that every day there are certain things that God does because every day God is the same person every day. And they come fresh every day. It's his mercies, his compassionate help when we are in need, if you like, even when we don't deserve it. We feel it, especially when we don't deserve it. God's mercies involve his compassions when we foul up. Mercy means that just God holds back. He doesn't punish us in a way that we might deserve to be punished for our wrongdoings. No, because Jesus dealt with all that's wrong in our lives. God holds back what we deserve in order to give us a forgiveness that we could never earn or deserve. You see, we have things we do every day because they need doing. But God shows fresh mercy every day, partly because he needs to, because we need mercy every day, and partly because it's who he is. He's the God who's full of mercy. So any day, every day, this day, right now, we can come to him and find a fresh start, find a new beginning with him, any point of any day. Maybe that's good news for you right now. It's good news for all of us. It's good news as we look back over the last year. Maybe you found yourself far from God, and today is a reminder he's on your case. He's on your case, and he's drawing you back. And you try and tell him it's not possible because I've gone too far doing my own thing. But he says, do you know my mercies, they're new every morning. They're new again and again and again. And it includes you and it includes me. If only we'll turn to him and ask and receive. Totally amazing. What a revelation to carry with you for all that's to come this year. And days when you don't feel like you deserve it, his mercies are new. And then third aspect, faithful beyond words. That's our God. Faithful beyond words. When it says in verse 23, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Can we just pop that up on the screen? Is that? Yeah. Oh, it's there. Faithful beyond words. Great is your faithfulness. There's a sense in the original Hebrew language that God's faithfulness is both great and it's beyond measure. You can't measure it. It's beyond any words that we could put together to describe it. You know, we can try, what is faithfulness? What do we mean by that? Well, faithfulness is the quality of being loyal, faithful, dependable, or true to someone or something. So when you think about it, God is loyal, faithful, dependable, and true to people like us. I went hiking back in the summer with one of my boys, and it meant sleeping in a tent, and it meant sleeping on an inflatable airbed. Anybody use one of those things? Yeah, we've got some. They've lasted for years and years. Now, I discovered that I'd start the night with a fully inflated bed, and then I'd wake up during the night with different parts of my body resting on the hard ground as air had gradually escaped. And these airbeds were so old that the rubber had started to perish, and what a time to discover it. You know, I got back home in one piece. But that airbed didn't, I tell you. That went in the bin. It went the way of all airbeds. It let me down. Literally, you know, it let me down. It reminds me of the inflatable school and the inflatable head teacher who saw the inflatable pupil holding a pin. And he said, you've let the school down. you've let me down and you've let them know. Anyway, don't worry about that. But do you know what? We can let people, we can let one another down at times. Often we don't have any idea we've done it or really wasn't intentional, but we're not always as trustworthy because we're human beings. And so we get to learn how to forgive or to ask for forgiveness when that happens. But God, we're told here, God is fully trustworthy. What a great thing to head into a new year. His word to us in the Bible, he says that we can trust him. You can put your confidence in him at all times. That's what it says. Different psalmists and the prophets have said, confidence in him at all times. He will never let you down. He's faithful when you're tempted. He's faithful to you. He's faithful to you when you feel weak or threatened. He's faithful when we suffer. He's faithful when we sin and mess up. He's faithful when we need help for the avenues of service that he's called us to do. He's faithful to people like us, loyal, dependable, and true to people like us. And God is loyal, faithful, dependable, and true to himself, his purposes for humanity and the world, and his promises. He's loyal, faithful, dependable, and true to all those things. He does what he says, and he always keeps his promises that he's made in his word. Not only will he not deny himself, he cannot deny himself. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, .13, it says, if we are faithless, God remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He can't deny himself because he's got to be true to himself. God is true to his character and purposes. What he plans, he will accomplish. What he starts, he finishes. And that includes the good work he started in you and you. And you, and you, and me. He never gives up. He never gives up. And he works everything. According to Ephesians chapter 1:11, God works out everything in conformity, in line with, in shaped with his will, the purpose of his will. So how great is God's faithfulness? It's beyond words. He's faithful beyond words. And so we can say, we'll stick with God. We'll stick with God because he's sticking with us. He'll be true to who he is, what he's promised, and what he's doing in this world and his plans and purposes. So there we go. Rest of this year, we've got another 364 days after today, but 365 including today. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We could go right through. The fresh revelation God wants you to take away is his love, his steadfast love, is never ending. It'll never cease. Doesn't stop. There's no time or circumstance where it will stop. Daily mercies. His mercy is there fresh every morning for you. And he will remain true, loyal, dependable to himself. His faithfulness is beyond words. What a God who we follow, who's called us to walk with him this year. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, God. The Lord is my portion. Let me just get that right. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. I will wait for him. I will look to him.